There is a great problem in human beings, and it's when this problem arises, when we are full of information. We think that having wisdom or intelligence is being full of information, but the information, without knowing how to use it and without applying it, it becomes information. Forgive my expression. It becomes garbage. And when I speak of garbage, I am not talking about something unclean. I am talking about something that has lost its validity. We are full of so much information, but we lack a lot of practice. And this is the way we follow God. In this way, we congregate in a church. In this way, we develop a ministry. In this way, we work. And in this way, we spend our lives collecting so much information in our minds. But at the time of applying it, it costs us. The Bible says that we are not forgetful hearers, but doers of the word. It does not consist of how many sermons I can hear or how many devotionals. There are people who tell me, "Pastor, this devotional was repeated or has been repeated twice." But the question is, out of those two times, how has God spoken to you? And how have you applied the word that you received? It's not just about hearing a beautiful word. It's about applying it. How many times has God been talking to you about the same thing? And repeatedly, you have said, "I know, I know." There is already that word. "I heard it. I know." How many verses of the Bible do we know? But at the time of applying it, here is the problem. At some point in a devotional, I told you, once I went to pray for a person who was sick, had many years with problems in her leg to walk, and had seen doctors, specialists, experts. They made exams, to exaggerate a little, so many exams, so much money spent, so much time lost. And I say it this way because they find nothing, anything. There is a disease that sciences cannot detect. When the disease comes from the soul, out of resentment, bitterness, a pain that was caused, and that turned into a spiritual cancer that began to show itself physically. And I say it this way because it's biblical. The Bible says, "A happy heart beautifies the face." The man expresses what is inside him. We cannot express anything else. And if we express something else, we are simply living a character, a mask, a substitute, to try to erase the problem in quotes and forget them. But it really doesn't happen. This woman told me they have already done all the exams and they found nothing, Pastor. And we begin to pray and to pray and pray, and nothing happened. So I begin to wonder, "My God, what is happening? Lord, reveal, show. What is the origin of this disease?" Because her condition was not very good. And then we begin to share. We begin to talk about her life. And she reached a point where her eyes were a little sad, a little watery from pain. And she said to me, speaking with a little contempt, disappointment, and anger, Pastor, I have pain because of my husband. He said to me, "Pastor, I feel bad because my husband offended me. My husband did this towards the other. I mistreated myself. And that turned into hatred. I hate my husband." When she said this to me, I asked her, "And where is your husband?" She said to me, "My husband died." Wow. But you know, it was the worst thing of all. When I asked her, "You know why you are sick?" She answered me, "Yes, Pastor, because I have hatred." Then I said to her, "We would have saved all this if you had recognized it at the beginning. When are you going to be free of this?" She said to me, "Pastor, I do not know, but I cannot overcome this. We know a lot. We have so much information. But forgive me, I am going to be strong. But pride has us like the dog returning to vomit. Pride has us dwelling in the past without recognizing the love of God. Pride has vetoed us. Pride has kept us apart from God. Pride has finished us. Pride is killing us. Not recognizing that we need healing. Not recognizing that we need the miracle of life. Not recognizing that there is discomfort in us. There is something, a pain, that has forged and has now become something that is ending us. Does not allow us to recognize that we need to let go, forgive. And so we go through the life. We know so many biblical quotes. We know the Bible from start to finish, but we do not apply it. Paul at some point said, "All that I have is garbage to win Christ." That does not mean that when speaking of garbage, he was saying that everything he knew was unclean, was filth, trash, filth. He was saying everything that I learned in this world now under the nature of knowing God, everything I ever knew had already completed its cycle. And in passing, that's why the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Jesus once said, if anyone wants to follow me, if he wants to be my follower, he has to renounce his way of living. Jesus spoke from a kingdom different from what we have already known. Now, I like to imagine it. Imagine this. You have saw the Matrix movie, right? If you have not seen it, then it begins to pour in, because there it gives us a brief explanation of what the world really is. We were born connected to a computer called the world, the Matrix, and we do everything it tells us as slaves. It was not God's design. Imagine that our Creator made us in His image and similarly, and gave us the possibility to choose, and we choose what the world wanted to offer us, and from then we choose to be born connected to the world, to vain desires, lies, betrayals, pains, apparent happiness, disappointments, money, vain things that stay on this earth and they don't fill the heart. We wore an identity that was not what God gave us. And when Jesus comes, disconnects us and teaches us what is really the purpose for which we were created, then our eyes are open and we begin to see reality, what is real, forgive me, redundancy work, and we begin to realize that what we learned for years was simply a lie. What this world taught us was a reality, not so real. And that being connected now to Christ, we return to the correct nature, to the correct culture, to the correct way of thinking, which was given to us by our Creator, by God. So what was sadness becomes joy. What was frustration becomes a blessing. We begin to see that there is eternity in us and that there is a better way of living, which is what the Lord offers. So we are no longer full of information. Now we no longer only know. Now we apply. We receive this word and become spiritual food. We receive His word and it becomes a manual of life. Now this causes stumbles, of course, because you no longer belong to the Matrix. You no longer belong to that world. Now you belong to God. To whom do you want to belong to today? Do you want to continue to be full of information and that your life ends? Or do you want wisdom? The principle of wisdom is fear of God. The principle of wisdom is to know Him and live for Him. You decide. Analyze everything you have learned in this world that has served you. Perhaps you will say, but Pastor, you are wrong, because I have a good family, I have a good job, I earn very well. But I ask you, who are you when you are alone? Who are you when you are in intimacy? Who are you? What do you feel? You are not complete. We need God. Now the door opens today. Are you willing? Are you willing for God to govern your life? The first step can be through this prayer to recognize Him. If you are willing at this time, repeat these words after me. with all your heart. Say to Him, Father, I know that I have been away from You, and I ask for Your forgiveness today. I receive Your word, and I recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that apart from You, I can't do anything. Today, I recognize that I need You in my heart. Transform me and change me, Lord. Be my Lord. Rule my life. Save me. Show me Your purpose and what You really have for me. Today, I decide to follow You in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank You, Lord, for each person who received this word today and who took this first step. In the name of Jesus, You already taken the first step. Now, what is my humble advice? Look for a place where you can talk about the Father, the Son, from the Holy Spirit, where you can receive a word, where you can be sown, so that you can grow and bear fruit and be guided in this new life. Through this first step you choose to live, remember that God always arrives just in time. And today was the time. God continue blessing you. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.